Further complicating the evacuation, new rainfall today, more rain expected through the weekend, and more aftershocks from the May 12th earthquake. Kathleen Tierney is director of the Natural Hazards Center at the University of Colorado in Boulder. She is an expert on evacuation. Kathleen Tierney, this is evacuating maybe more than a million people. How do you do that, so many people?
Well, there are obviously great difficulties in moving that many people. There are a large number of things that need to be considered. Where will people be moved? What kinds of services will be provided for them when they get there? What will be available in the way of caring for people who are injured and people with special needs? If the evacuation is a prolonged one, what about people's livelihoods? How are they going to be able to make a living? Just from a logistical point of view, how can you move that many people and relocate them? Massive challenge, especially given the damage to the transportation infrastructure, the road blockages, etc. So this is a very complex situation, a complex humanitarian emergency.
Well, that must all be a factor of whatever the extent of the natural hazard is that's causing the evacuation. I mean, if things are flooded and villages swept away, how do you move people back there?
Well, I think it's important, first of all, that people understand how complex earthquakes are as a natural hazard. They do all sorts of damage in terms of causing fault ruptures, landslides. Of course, we saw that they can cause tsunamis. They can cause dam failures. They can cause hazardous materials releases and contamination. And one of the big factors here is that aftershocks will continue. You will see debris flows and more landslides. So the area is very, very hazardous, and this is going to complicate all the planning.
In a situation like the one in China, when you look at it, how long do you imagine things will be like this before they get back to something that feels like normal for the people who live there? Or maybe this event is so catastrophic, nothing will be normal again.
Well, Alex, it's difficult to say because there are so many unknowns. Will there actually be floods resulting, from these lakes and from weakened dams? How bad will the rainy season be? How severe will it be? And the aftershock sequence is, of course, something that really needs to be considered. These people have kind of had it with earthquakes and aftershocks. So it's a very delicate situation, a very complex situation. And the attachments to place, of course, are very great. People are going to want to return. But then we have the issue of, well, when we do reconstruction in that area, will it be earthquake-resistant construction? How will we bring that about? So these are some of the considerations, I'm sure, that are being, looked at right now.
Kathleen Tierney, director of the Natural Hazards Center at the University of Colorado in Boulder. Kathleen, thank you.
Thank you, Alex.